This is the general trend that ZANU-PF has adopted in intimidating and this vindictive way of dealing with MDC ministers. Look, I don't even remember what Mangoma said, but insulting Mugabe is a contestable issue, because when you criticize him, you are said to have insulted him. But I believe, you know, Mangoma has always been a target man, you know, ever since the days of the false claims that he had, you know, changed some figures for the tender. So I believe that ZANU-PF is on a trajectory of intimidation.
What do you make of the actual timing? We have the facilitators in Zimbabwe right now. Why now?
If this party had a semblance of integrity, they would know that arresting a high-profile MDC minister would really send negative signals in their foreign policy portfolio. But it looks like they don't care. And as the crescendo rises towards the election, they will obviously be picking up these kind of cases from the archives and trying to make a capital out of them. Integrity and reputation is not on ZANU-PF's menu. They are just a reckless bunch of mobs that don't really care much about reputation. It's not going to do any good for them. It's just going to keep the credibility of their opponents very high. Because Mangoma is a negotiator, so you can see the way they treat MDC negotiators with contempt. That is what it shows, that they really have no interest in a sustainable relationship in the GNU, unless, of course, if one says that the command system is running parallel in a network, that the people that are arresting Mangoma are not part of the mainstream ZANU-PF faction that has a semblance of interest in the negotiating process. It really shows that ZANU-PF has a high degree of contempt for Jacob Zuma and his mediation role.
But what about the other arrests that we have seen in recent days? Is this a sign that things are changing?
I don't want to sound like a prophet of doom, but I can assure you that there is no possibility in the way that the GNU and the political climate is structured that we can go back to the 2008 situation. To put it more clearly, ZANU-PF is nothing to lose, and they'll do anything just to frustrate the democratic process.
So if you were to advise the MDC formations, what would you say they should do?
Morgan Tsvangirai does not have a very specific strategic approach in dealing with ZANU-PF. Sometimes we read that he has been conspiring against Osman Nube. He's a bit concerned about this and that. Seeing him stepping up with ZANU-PF sometimes really sends the wrong signal. So this is why perhaps even the running dogs of ZANU-PF can afford to abuse Tsvangirai's lieutenants, because they know that Tsvangirai is lacking in strategic consistency. So if MDC, if both MDCs decide to stay on the side of truth, they should treat anything that has to do with Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF with contempt, so that the people, their people, the electorate knows the strategic positioning. So if in 1 minute Tsvangirai seems to be conspiring against his other opposing colleagues with Mugabe, then the ZANU-PF machinery can abuse ZANU-PF's lieutenants with impunity, because they know that he doesn't have a system in place to respond.